Thank you, Wanda. We're getting a clearer picture of just how much salt water is making its way into Miami-Dade County's drinking water, thanks to a team effort by the county and the U.S. Geological Survey. The last comprehensive look at this problem was back in 1995, and now WLRN reporter Elaine Chen brings us an update.
South Florida is constantly battling against salt, keeping salty ocean water from getting into our groundwater. But the front in our battle, or the saltwater front, keeps moving, mostly inland. As of 2011, it's moved about 460 square miles inland in Miami-Dade. That is about 9 times the size of the city of Miami. But that number measures movement since the city of Miami was new. Scott Prinos is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
In the last 25, 30 years, the saltwater front has not really shifted dramatically, not like it did back in the early 20th century.
Prinos worked with a team of scientists from USGS and Miami-Dade County to map out the saltwater front as it stands today. Since 1995, saltwater intrusion has changed only by about 7 square miles inland. The bulk of saltwater intrusion in Miami-Dade happened in the early 1900s, when we drained the Everglades.
When they changed the water levels in the Everglades by blasting through the limestone rock that made up the Miami Rapids, that allowed the water levels in the Everglades to be reduced. That in turn caused saltwater intrusion.
Today, the shifts in water levels are more subtle. Prino says with this updated map, agencies can now focus on identifying the causes for recent changes in the saltwater front. I'm Elaine Chen in Miami.
Miami-Dade Democrats have launched a no-seat-unchallenged strategy that they think will make the Republican-dominated state House of Representatives more responsive to voters. Party Chairwoman Annette Tadeo Goldstein said 7 young Hispanic candidates have been found to run for the House in the 7 districts where Republicans are unopposed. She said the nuisance of having to spend money and run an unexpected campaign may reconnect Republican incumbents with the voters' wishes, especially in these 7 districts.
In every specific district where they're running, Alex Zink and Barack Obama won those districts. These are districts that have said, we want to vote Democrat, but we've never given them an option to vote for a Democrat, so we're giving them an option.
The 7 novice candidates are all young with good resumes, but no significant political experience, except for one, Juan Cuba, who will be running in District 116 against Jose Diaz. He's the current executive director of the County Democratic Party. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.